tell me a little bit about the workshop, please, that'll be taking place on Thursday evening.
Yeah, so our district is providing a couple of opportunities for parents to learn about our initiative to ensure that all our schools are bully-free. And tomorrow's workshop is one of those in that series, and we will have students who will be leading some presentations, as well as the district sharing what our goals are, talking about our online anonymous reporting system. We will be talking about our peer mediation program that we have launched in our middle schools. And we also have some human relations commissioners who will in our high schools who will be talking with parents about how parents can be advocates for young people in preventing bullying.
Now, how serious is a problem is bullying in Guilford County Schools?
It's not one a major problem in our district. However, it's one of those areas that really impacts school climate. And so even if there are just a few incidents taking place in a school, if students feel there's a culture that accepts it, it can have a major impact on the culture of the school. So we don't have, I would say less than 1% of our discipline referrals that we receive are a result of bullying. However, we know that, that is something that's present in a culture. It's something that students are going to be concerned about. And more importantly, parents are concerned about it because, of all the national attention that's being given to that issue. So we want to be sure that we're on top of it and we're reassuring parents and providing strategies for them and their students to help, keep our school safe.
I went to school back in the 60s and 70s, and I've been curious, has the intensity and the type of bullying changed or intensified since those days?
I would say the biggest change is the cyberbullying. Of course, back in the days probably for you and me, we didn't have the computers, and so it wasn't that if, you said something about one person on the internet, within a few seconds, hundreds or even thousands of people would know about it.
Sure.
So I would say that the cyberbullying is one thing that's different. So students' ability to get, a negative comment out to a large group of people and it to be there for a longer period of time.
And I was actually, victim of a fair amount of bullying myself back in junior high. And the thing that I remember we would talk about, or my dad would talk to me about, was, there have always been bullies. It's something you have to learn as you get older. It's just one of those things. Here's how to deal with them. Is this something that has gone by the wayside and now it's more become of an institutionalized anti-bullying thing or what?
Well, I would say you're probably right that there's always been bullies there. I do think nationally we have seen young people to respond in a very serious, there have been very serious consequences when young people have been bullied long term. So I think maybe that's one thing that may be different. And I think I got off track with the question, but I would say one of the, so there has always been bullying. I think that part of it is true. I think we're just more intentional about being sure that that's not a culture that is allowed to be present in schools.
Okay. When did this proactive approach get underway? This has only been fairly recent years, hasn't it?
Well, there was a Student Violence Prevention Act that was passed in 2009. And so a lot of, the additional things that we've done to really be sure that we're intentional about preventing bullying and making sure that our cultures are safe, our building cultures and climates are safe for all students. I think we really ramped up some things in 2009 as a result of that legislation. I think we've always had programs, but I think that new legislation really caused schools to be more intentional about it.
And what, just ahead of this, ahead of the workshop, what should a parent do first off, just right out of the box, if they suspect or are told by their children that they're being the victims of bullies? What's the first thing a parent should do and look for?
Well, I would say the first thing to really talk to the students. One of the things that we see that prevents young people from being victims of bullying is having good relationships with positive, principled adults. So if you've got parents that, or, you know, other adults that are very involved in the lives of children, that they feel comfortable talking when they have a problem. That's the key thing. And, you know, parents can help to ascertain whether it is really vicious bullying or if it's just some teasing that's going on, that what I would say it's age-appropriately but social inappropriate behavior. So some of that teasing does take place at an age level. And if parents are able to talk students through that, if that's what it is. But if it's serious bullying, they need to bring it to the attention of the school staff, and let's get it out in the open and help, you know, to address the behavior. And we really, as a school district, try to not just focus on punishing young people that bully, but helping to develop social appropriate skills for them to interact with their peers, because sometimes, you know, that's the reason they're bullying. They haven't developed those social appropriate skills to interact with their peers.
Now, who it's students and their parents that are invited to this, and it's open to anyone, just Guilford County students, or are students and parents from other areas invited?
Well, it's offered through our Guilford County Schools Parent Academy, but anyone that comes is certainly welcome. Our community is welcome, so anyone that's interested in this topic, would like to see what we're doing about it, or thinks that they may have some ideas that could help us with, you know, this issue, we'd love to have them come.
Now, can you just give me a brief idea of what sort of information the people that can come to this workshop are likely to learn?
Well, parents are going to get strategies to help their students who may be bullied. Also, if you think your student is a student that is actually doing the bullying, there'll be strategies that will all be offered for that. There'll be some information shared on what parents can do to help address cyberbullying, and our parents are our greatest asset in reducing that, because often it's happening on the computers at home. So parents will get strategies around that. You'll get to hear from a middle school student who is a bully prevention advocate, so she'll share what she's doing, and also there'll be some interactions with some high school students who are also helping us to address this issue. So I think a lot of great information for students as well as parents about how we can work together to address this problem.
Outstanding. And just one more thing, if you could give me the whens and wheres again, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so that's going to be on Thursday, March the 20th, from 6 to 8 at Ferndale Middle School in High Point, North Carolina.